for people who've never heard it laid out in one fell swoop, what's the difference between the church's teaching on divorce and the church's teaching on the decree of nullity?
The church doesn't really have any teachings on divorce because that's a civil term, and she doesn't concern herself with civil divorce in that she understands we go through that sometimes. Mm-hmm. But she is in the business of upholding a valid marriage. And she knows that sometimes when a civil divorce happens and somebody is finding themselves, you know, in that situation, they help the person take a look at what happened before and right up and around the time they said, I do, to see if there was, in fact, any grave or serious issue that was in the way of a valid marriage bond being formed. And even though one person has the ability and the absolute consent to a valid marriage, maybe the other person didn't. And we sometimes never really know how many of us really knew our spouse really, 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 really deep down inside on the day we got married.
Well,